Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a great weekend. It's the Sunday Sampler on the Sore Losers. Raymundo on Lunchbox recap their coaches convention weekend in Nashville. Mike D talks about the movies he's looking forward to most in 2024. And on the Bobbycast this week, I sat down with Grammy-nominated songwriter and producer Jordan Schmidt. He talks about writing for and with Kane Brown, the artist that was supposed to cut God's Country, and also why Jordan's not on social media. We got a lot coming up. A little sampler for you here. So let's go. First, here's a clip from this week's Bobbycast with Jordan Schmidt.
I was watching Rick Rubin talk about artists in general and when they create and how they base a lot of their worth on if it does well or if it doesn't. And I watched him for like 4 minutes talk about how he recommends that people create. When they create, it's a journal entry for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of how good it does, it's still an accurate representation of what you are and what you did.
Right.
And some journal entries are just more interesting than others.
Totally.
Even in life.
And like, especially today with all the social media and TikTok driving the music business, it seems like.
Like weird algorithms that we don't know.
Right.
Right.
And it's just kind of like, I feel like the days of like, oh, that song's a hit. I know it. I think it was like maybe Old Town Road that kind of busted that door down where it's like, who would have thought that was a hit? I mean, one of the biggest songs of the decade. Who would have thought that was it? Like, I don't think anybody right. would have called. I don't even think Lil Nas X would have called that, you know? And so I think now it's kind of opened this door to like, you know, there are obviously songs we know sound hitty, but I find most of the time those are the ones that don't do anything. And then, you know, the ones that to me didn't seem that hitty or seem weird or whatever, those ones become the ones. And so that happened to me with God's Country, where I didn't think it was that hitty. I thought it was really cool.
I was going to ask, is it because it felt, and I don't want to say different, because it does feel different. Because the first time
like,
I heard it,
it was
too,
like dark.
It was like layered in a way of, Wall of Sound type stuff back in like Wrecking Crew, but you had like Howls and
yeah,
it felt like that in a way that right. no other song felt
right.
Where I also was like, wow, I wonder if this was Blake, if it would have even been given a shot because it was so different.
I mean, it was supposed to be Hardy. I mean, when we left the room and I sent him the demo, Hardy was like, you know, I want to hold this. This is for me, you know, and I was like, great. You know, job well done. And again, it's not that I didn't like it. I wouldn't have thought like, oh, that's a smash. You know, I'd have been like, that's a really cool song. And there's like different.
You're right.
Categories.
Cool doesn't always equal commercially successful.
For the most part, it never does. Right. So especially when we're trying to call it. So, yeah, you know, there's just like the days of, you know, and also because there's so much external pressure as far as the social media and kids driving numbers that make hits now. It's kind of turned into this, like, you know, the A&R job of like, I'm going to pick the hit and like, we're just going to have radio play it. And they're
you can force it. You can almost force a hit.
You could almost force it. Right. And, you know, obviously in the payola age way back when, but that's kind of gone. And it's like, now it's literally just, you're going to throw a demo out on TikTok. And if you start building numbers, that's a hit. And it doesn't matter what it sounds like, that could be a hit. So I can't remember where I was going with all that.
Well, the last thing about the Rick Rubin stuff is that's exactly what he was saying was it's more unpredictable now than ever before because everybody has a shot, but also nobody has a really good shot anymore, even if it's great.
Crazy.
But some people that have bad stuff have a good shot. So it's so unpredictable that as long as you're doing what you're doing, for you.
Yep.
Like that's it. And you just have to move to the next page if it doesn't work.
100%. That's how I feel. That's exactly what Rick Rubin does. I feel like I get that. I'm the same way. Like, let's just make what we think is great. The world will decide if it's great or not.
And because they decide nothing, it doesn't mean it's not.
100%. Yeah. It's just, it is what it is. And there are records I've done that, you know, nobody's ever heard of, and I'm like, that's one of my favorite records I've ever done.
You ever have to get into the confidence of an artist and be like, hey, like you're actually good. Like if they have what we're talking about, a little bit of imposter syndrome, and it's now time for them to perform, and they're maybe not getting to that level that you know they can get. Do you ever have to get them with some Coach K type stuff?
Yeah, I mean. You know, especially having friends that I've now seen that have started at the bottom and blown up. You know, there have been those moments where it's like we're almost like having an intervention, like, you okay, man? Like, you're doing it. You're okay. You know, and just keep doing what you've been doing. And you know, it's so funny because you get there through all this confidence that you don't really realize is false confidence until you're there. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh God, I have no idea what I'm doing.
To me, it's, oh my God, I've gotten to this place. Now I'm going to be really exposed because of where I am and how high, and I'm really not that good.
Yeah.
So it's different if I'm not good at a lower level, right. But now that I've somehow managed to get here and they find out how good I'm really not, it's going to be even worse because I'm about to be exposed.
Going to get Kanye'd, man.
Like that's what comes out of me when you say that. Cause that's what I feel like.
Totally.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I didn't feel like that, if I would have been as driven to be in the same exact spot.
Yeah, I get that. And then there's, I think when I had my first number one, I kind of like, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is what we're here doing this for.
What was the first one for you?
Lights Come On by Jason Aldean. And after that, I kind of went through this depression of like, what now? Now it's off the charts. Now I've got nothing. There's, you know, now I just have to work that hard again to get another song here. And like realizing how much had to come, how the stars had to align for this song to make it to the top of the charts. And it just kind of, I don't know, it made me kind of go inward a little bit and not as confident, I guess, as some people.
Which is
like,
weird because people would think it'd be the opposite.
Right. Like, and so I've seen some people do it where they get one and they're like, I'm the man. And
that's so weird to me because I wish I had that.
Oh, I do too. It would have been
like, I'm jealous of that more than I'm a hater of that. I used to be a hater of that.
Yep. Me too.
And be like, now I wish I had just a little tinge of blind confidence.
Yep. But now I think it's been long enough and consistent enough for me to go, okay, well, I do know what I'm talking about, but also I know that I don't know what I'm talking about. And so I'm not going to sit there and be the boss or the bully in the room, but I'm also not, you know, going to sit there and take it from somebody who thinks, you know what I mean?
Especially with your body of success. Even if every time that happens, you're like, oh, I can't believe that happened. But if it happens nine times, eventually the logical part of you is going to be like, even if it's weird to me, there's been a lot of success here. So obviously some part of me, some innate part of me is on in some way.
Right.
So I do understand how you could be both at the same time, but I think it would be difficult for someone to understand, wait, you just got a number one and now you're doubting yourself.
Yeah.
That's
no, it's really funny because like I'll write with, you know, Josh Osborne or Ashley Gourley, you know, these guys have countless number ones and they get in a room and they're not like, well, this is what it is. This is what we're doing here. You know, it's like, what kind of ideas we got? Like, oh, that's cool.
Which is why they're so good, honestly.
Right.
The exact opposite.
And they're pulling from everybody and they're co-writing. And, you know, I respect that. And that's where I hope people would say that about me, that I'm that way.
Up, roll things, little food for your soul. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown, and here's what we talked about this week on my podcast.
In some sense, with a vision for something way down the road, do you ever feel like that sometimes you miss the day-to-day?
Well, you know how much I say I'm being present. I have to practice being present. And that is something that I think you have to be aware of for sure, to be in the present.
I guess that's the second question. And it might be interesting to hear you speak on this. What do you feel like was more valuable? Let's pretend. I don't know if you even did. Sounds like you did, but vision board 2022 into 2023, or however you'd say it.
Yes, I have it. It's in my closet, half of it, because my dog ate some of it. And that to me was a clear sign that like
what the dog
ate and removed, I was like, well, I guess God's just telling me, let it go.
What do you remember most about that vision board? That board and things you cut out, mm-hmm. or the time that you spent with the actual people that were there while you were making it?
You know, the 2 years before, my vision board had a cat on it. That was before I had a cat.
Why'd you make that turn?
Because right I know now? How much you love Maggie.
And Maggie loves me.
I manifested her. So, I mean, say what you want.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You meant it. What color was Maggie on your vision board?
I don't remember. It was just cats. I played a cat.
Oh, my
goodness. Stashira made one, and she put a cat, and then we got our cat.
Okay.
You know, but I think that it was like, okay, that's one of my goals for this year. I got to get the cat.
Okay, we're gonna have to have a part two.
Why?
Well, because now there's a question of how much of that was you and how much of
me. Listen, I don't think that just because you wake up every day and you look at a board that it's magically going to happen.
I'm not saying that.
No, I mean, I think that there are things that are good to have, even in our subconscious. I think it's good to look at something
and
have it there.
And working in that direction. Again,
sure.
Yeah.
And we also have to do things. I think that things that I do to be in the present are my prayer and meditation. And through prayer and meditation, I feel more in the flow of my day and what is happening. And I'm open to witnessing more, not sure if you're going to love or hate this word, synchronicities that happen.
I'm all right with alignment.
Thank you.
It just like depends what you're aligned with.
Is that whatever? So when I'm doing prayer and meditation and I'm more in the flow of my day, mm-hmm. which meditation and prayer keep you very present. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you can be thinking of things ahead, but when you're having a prayer time or a meditation time, you're constantly having to bring your brain back into the moment. And that's what was so frustrating to me growing up about prayer time. And I never really had a meditation practice until last year, but I joined the two. I feel like it made my prayer time, I kind of use it as both. But a frustration I had as a child praying is my ADHD brain, I felt as though I am not a good prayer. I can't pray. My
prayer
brain
is mostly
goes,
listening. Yeah, it's hard.
Right. And being still, and my brain was constantly go, go, go. So being still was not happening inside my head. And I think that the meditation has helped train my brain, or at least show me, or hearing people speak about it in a way. Now, are they coming from a prayer space or a Christian space? No, but the people that I've heard talk about it, I have been able to translate it for myself, how it will work best for me. And when I heard them say they meditate for an hour a day and they have to tell their brain to come back to the present multiple times, I kept thinking, well, I can't do it right until I can do it perfect. And I learned that, like,
you thought there was like a strategy that you had to, you had to jump through the hoops.
Yeah, I just thought other people are better at this than me, and this is like not my thing, so I'm not going to really.
Do you know where that came from?
Well, I mean, yeah, we could go through a whole thing of my childhood and not believing in myself, really, and from teachers. And I think some of that was because of my performance in school, because of my ADHD. I wasn't diagnosed. I was at the time. I wasn't. Nothing was being done holistically or.
Did you ever feel any
with
like
medication?
Okay. Did you ever feel any like mountaintop moments where you're like, I'm awesome? Even if it was just for 4 or 5 minutes in a day when you're in middle school or something.
This is something I've worked through in therapy as an adult in the last few years. Huge mountaintop moment where I was so proud of myself, and literally 10 minutes after was knocked back down by a teacher who was actually trying to give me a compliment about my mountain moment. But she shared it with such disbelief and awe, like she couldn't believe that I just did what I did, that it did the opposite inside of me, where I was like, oh my gosh, she believed that little in me. She didn't even think I could do that. She should not be this surprised, yet I have performed in such a way where now she is so surprised by me actually doing something good that it ruined the
I think there's a
moment.
Perfect point to speak about Madonna, and then maybe can come back and speak more even on that. But Madonna in this book, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness, Tim Keller makes it clear that she's not alone. In some sense, she's a beautiful example because she's very self-aware. But in an open interview, in a public interview that was published, she spoke about how in her mountaintop moments, just to put it simple, in some of the moments where she's had awards, she was considered one of the greatest. She was on top of the world in the music industry, et cetera, and even beyond that. That she said it wasn't, I don't know what the exact time, but basically it wasn't 5 seconds before she felt like, I've got to do it again. I've got to do it again. I've got to prove myself again. I've got to prove myself again.
Yeah, there was never enough.
Yeah, I've never arrived. And again, that's because her ego, just to use the word again, her ego is basically saying, you have to prove yourself. Your identity is here. And if you are not on the mountaintop, then you are nobody. And I think a lot of people live like that. I think that's why even in, I mean, that's another branch, but with the uptick in device use applications, social medias, et cetera, there is a sort of constant narrative that you're the main character in this grand movie. And it does revolve around you. The world revolves around you or depends on you. And that can be, again,
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop boop 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then Maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence at the apartment complex. Soon I'm going to have 2.5 kids. And yes, sadly, I will die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Here's a clip from the last podcast. Okay,
man.
Lunch drug us in here to do a potty.
Dude, listen. We can't just not do a pod. I know
you
I sound like crap.
I have to sound bad.
Dude, I sound bad, I think. I don't feel 100%, but listen.
Put this in the lavre.
Right, put this in the archive for probably not going to be our best pod ever, but we owe it to the people. We owe it. Like, listen, we still, sorry there has been no live pod put up from the convention, but I'm just going to say we may have lost the audio. The tapes may be lost. We are trying to recover the audio, and so that one may never see the light of day, but we are trying our best. So we apologize. We said it'd be out yesterday. Lost tapes.
And this is just a me. This just makes me feel good. So you see sportscasters. You see Adam Schefter. You see Dak Prescott. Celebrities, people on TV. Why do you think they can't have a 3-day bender with their fans? Because they would sound like this and be sick for a week.
Yeah.
I went from being hungover to not having a great voice to I think I'm sick now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with I was feeling like, oh my God, I haven't partied like that in a while, like losing my voice. And now I just have congestion. I have a cough that deep in my chest and it brings up a lot of mucus. And so, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you get a bunch of degenerates around each other and you start swapping germs, you start swapping spit. And, you know, because some people are close talkers, some people spit when they talk. My three-year-old spits when he talks, so a lot of his germs come into my mouth. And, you know, some of these sore losers, you know, the coachers at the convention, they were close talkers, some were huggers, some were grabbers. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, you want to know the body count? So, Baser had 100-degree temperature. She's very well.
That's not
weather.
Good.
Ashley Ruiz, not feeling great.
Oh, no.
Maria Muffy,
yeah.
Sick.
Well, yeah, you guys were all in the same room, same bed.
Cappy?
He's sick?
Sick.
Oh, no.
So
I saw Woody was sick, too. You know who I didn't get to talk to much this year?
I wanted it to be 4 days.
No,
with
the weed farmers, man. Like, they were back, and I talked to them a little bit, but I didn't talk to them as much as I wanted to. I wanted to see how their year was doing and see what was going on in life. They stayed at the Wyndham because that was their parents had a timeshare, so they were able to stay at the Wyndham. But I don't know.
That's a good Wyndham there.
Yeah, I didn't get to talk to them as much as I wanted to, but yeah, they were there.
Margaritaville, right?
But...
Coach, I don't even want to do the intro because I can't fake that energy.
Oh,
I told you, I brought some for you. I told you I would do a damn podcast with you, but it's not going to be the same energy, and it has to be raw and exactly how we sound.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Ray, right now I'm off mic, so I'm going to need you to filibuster.
I got something for you, brother. Oh, here you go. I got it.
Arnold.
Yeah, I brought it back.
Okay.
All right,
Somebody eventually will come in here and just throw it away. I think a kid was playing around. But he's here with us.
All right, let's start it, Matt. We sound great.
Dude, you're the guy at the lumber mill that won't take a day off. I told you, hey, man, I definitely don't think I can do it. I don't sound great. And you said, I really think we need to do one.
I know, because you said, then you followed that up by, hey, in a week and a half, I can't do a pod for the whole week because I'm moving. So, I mean, we can't take off 4 of the next 6 pods. I mean, I just can't do that. I can't do that to our listeners. We took enough time off Christmas. I'm going to have to figure something out that week that you can't do it because you're moving.
Do you want to know what to figure it out is?
What?
We do a pod on next Tuesday or something. Thursday, and you just put it for the next week.
Okay, we can do that.
But that's why I told you ahead of time, because I don't get ahead of times in my life. I think I got the schedule for the convention the day before.
That's my fault, man.
Okay, but I just gave you something a week and a half ahead of time.
No, I know. I'm not mad. Listen, dude. I'm not mad.
You're with two voices.
Yeah, you're upset about doing a pod today because you don't feel great. I'm just saying we got it. We've got to power through it. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan, if he didn't go out there and play the flu game, like, we would never have that in our archive. So people are going to look at this pod and be like, dang, they drug themselves up off the mat and they crushed it. I don't know if we're going to crush it, dude.
And also, there's people in the hallway making witty comments at me and saying crap. And what I realize is when your voice sucks and you don't feel great, firing back and being snarky is out the window. So you just got to tell the person, I don't feel good.
Yeah, you're just like, all right, cool, whatever, dude.
So I lost battles in the hallway all day today.
Yeah, all right, let's do it live.
Hey, it's Mike D, and this week on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, I shared with you my top 10 most anticipated movies of the year. I want to share with you number 2, which is Deadpool 3. It's a superhero movie, and superhero movies have been my favorite genre for a very long time now. They are under fire, and I set out to defend them. So here you go. Here's a segment from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, but be sure to check out the entire episode to hear my entire top 10 list. At number 2... is another comic book movie. And it is the only Marvel movie coming out this year. It is Deadpool 3, which is coming out on July 26th from director Sean Levy, who has also done all the other Deadpool movies. You have Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine. And what this movie is about, you have Deadpool who crosses paths with Wolverine, who is recovering from his injuries, and they team up to defeat a villain. And you just think about those two actors getting to play two of the best superheroes in the last 10 years and just their chemistry together as friends, which they are friends in real life. I think that is what's going to translate so well into this movie. And the Deadpool movies have been really solid so far. I loved the first one and loved that it was kind of an unexpected hit. Which that one was a disruptor of the superhero genre. It was really a movie made poking fun at all the tropes that superhero movies were becoming known for.
And it was a bright spot because it was something different. It was R-rated. It was more violent. And I think also the fact that it was made for a relatively low budget is what attracted me to that movie. I don't even think those movies are as funny as everybody else finds them. That is not the most appealing thing to me when it comes to Deadpool, even though it is a reflection of the character from the comic books. I guess maybe I just get a little bit tired of Ryan Reynolds' quirkiness, and he kind of has the same overall essence in all of his roles. I just love the gritty R-rated nature of those movies, and that's what makes them so different to me. And Deadpool 2 was a little bit more forgettable, and since the first one was a hit, they had some more money to play around with. So I feel like some of the visual aspects did get better in that movie, but I don't think the story was as solid as the first one. But in this one, now you have the budget there, but you also have Wolverine returning, who is one of the most beloved characters in all of Marvel, dating back to the early 2000s of the X-Men movies. So I think that is a really important thing. And you think about how Logan ended, so you wonder how those movies are going to be addressed and also how this is going to fit into the MCU, which Deadpool 1 and 2 were not in the MCU. And with it now crossing over and Disney having the rights to it, you wonder how much it's still going to poke fun at all of the MCU movies. And this is the only MCU film coming out in 2024. And I think that is a really important thing, which my criticism last year was only that Marvel should probably take a break just to get their quality better. And everybody right now is saying that the superhero genre is dying and we're tired of them. Even actors are tired of them, hating that they have to compete with all of these superhero movies to be relevant anymore. I even saw Tom Hanks mad about it. If Tom Hanks gets mad about it, then you know other actors are just over it if they are not involved in these movies. Now, what I think about this is I don't think the superhero genre is dead. And I think it's weird for people to say that they need to go away and we're over them, because the criticism is that there are too many superhero movies. But you do not say that about any other genre. You don't see a trailer for a new drama and say, man, there are too many drama movies. There are too many action movies. It is just a genre now that exists, that is always going to exist, that it really wasn't until 2008 and that entire decade plus run of Marvel that they became a dominant force in Hollywood. I don't think the genre is dead. The genre is here to stay. I think what is dead and what people have fatigue of is the formula. And the reason I think that is because MCU just had that formula for basically every single movie. It worked from 2008 up to 2019 with Endgame. And they just kind of kept using that formula thinking we wouldn't get tired of it. And I think that has contributed to us not being as invested in these new characters. It is just the same formula. We need to have directors who have a vision and don't just want to make a superhero movie because they think if they can nail it and have success at the box office, they can go on to have a career, make any other movie they want. I need somebody who is passionate about superhero movies, making superhero movies. Look at James Gunn and what he did with Guardians of the Galaxy, and then also went on to do the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker. He has a passion for superhero movies, and those projects are amazing. Matt Reeves' The Batman is a great movie, and there's nobody denying how good those movies can be when they step out of that formula. The darker superhero movies are where I live. So I think the formula needs to be revisited and it needs to feel less corporate. So I'm hoping that is what Deadpool 3 does, because initially it was the disruptor. It was the one making fun of all these tropes that we came to love in superhero movies but got a little bit tired of. So I'm glad the MCU is only putting out one movie this year. In order for them to succeed, they just need to change the formula up a bit. Give us something to root for. Put real action back into the MCU. I was just rewatching Civil War, which has some of the best action, and it reminded me of how good fight scenes used to be and how memorable they used to be. You don't have that anymore. Get rid of all the comedy and get back to the action in the MCU. So that is what I think needs to happen in the genre. I think it's here to stay. If they don't make some changes to the formula, it could go the way of the Western.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like am so excited to be circling back to one of my most favorite interviews of 2023. I had Hannah Ellis on, and she just put out her debut album called That Girl. This girl, Hannah, is such an amazing human. She's such an incredible writer. She's so good at sharing her feelings and her stories through her songs. And when we did our interview, her album had not come out yet, and now it is out. So I am so excited to revisit this interview with you guys. Please, please, please get excited for Hannah Ellis.
When did you get your first big break?
You know, I think it would probably be, I mean, I would consider getting my publishing deal the first break, because those things are hard
to get,
you know. And I got that, like I said, I got offered it in 2014, and then I signed my deal in 2015, and then from there I got some cuts with Russell Dickerson.
Our song.
I wrote a song for him called Would You Love Me, and then Daniel Bradbury, I wrote Messy for Carly Pierce. I wrote Lightning in a Bottle. So like I started kind of like getting some,
that's great,
yeah, some album cuts. And that was when I felt comfortable enough to go, okay, but really I'm an artist, just to, that's like really what I want to do. But once I got my publishing deal, I wanted to show them like I can write songs. I can get cuts. And
that was great to show like I'm actually a real songwriter.
That's right.
I'm a real artist.
Yeah. And so I think it really, and through that whole season, I feel like I really found my voice. And by voice, I mean like the way I say things, how I talk about things, what I talk about.
What is your voice? What would you say?
I would say that it's really just being relatable and talking, like singing how I talk, like the way that I want to relate to people. I have a song that'll come out on my record called Still. And it's about, I wrote it for one of my friends when she was like, kept trying to go back to this guy. And I was like, yeah, he's just still the same guy. Like he hasn't, like he's changed, but like not really. Like, and I think that's my voice. My voice is like speaking, not for other people, but like when people hear my music, I want them to be like, yeah, same. Mm-hmm. Because that's how music got to me, is by making me feel seen and heard. And I think my voice is one that I never want to get so above or so like in the weeds that people kind of are like, I don't really relate to that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I've learned that like the more real you make it, the more relatable it is.
Totally.
Which feels counterintuitive, because you're like, no, that's really only my specific story. But like,
we're all going through the same stuff.
That's right. It might have like, there might be different names in the book, but like, that's kind of it.
And people want to know that they're not alone going through a feeling.
Oh, exactly.
It's the same situation, but the same feeling.
And everybody, what happens when you're really like, you put a lot of detail into it is people insert their own details. They're listening and they're hearing, you know, my hometown with a parade full of tractors, and they're like, oh my gosh, in my hometown it's a four-wheeler parade. Mm-hmm. like but they're inserting their own vision into that moment, you know.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so let's wrap up with Wine Country.
Okay, I love it.
Why do you love this song? Why is it going over so well? Why, it's like, it's people are loving it, you're loving it. Tell me about it. What does it mean to you?
It's a perfect segue from what I was just saying, which is, it's very selfishly my life. It's who I am. I feel like the song is something that really points to the fact that you don't have to be this or that, because I am a girl from a small town in Kentucky. I am going fishing when I go home to see my dad for Father's Day, but I'm going to put a full face of makeup on, and I'm probably going to take wine on the boat. Like that's, you know, I've traveled the world and I've definitely like found the things that excite me. And there's definitely bougie aspects to who I am, but you can be both. You don't have to give up your hometown to follow your dreams. You don't have to stop being who you were to be who you are. I think that you can live in both lanes. And that's what I love about the song, is it's fun. It's fun to drink to. It's fun to dance to. But like, if you really want to find some meat, there is some there, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Hannah.
And just wine, obviously.
And just wine.
An excuse to play Vineyards as part of Radio Tour.
Oh my God. That's
check that
brilliant.
Box. Check that box.
And she's brilliant. Okay.
Okay.
And that's this week's Sunday Sampler. New episodes out weekly. We got the Bobbycast, Four Things with Amy Brown, Sore Losers have 3 episodes a week, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, Get Real with Caroline Hobby. If you hear anything that you like, go subscribe. Please, thank you. Rate, review them too. It helps us out a lot. Hope you guys have a great weekend. See you next time. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.